This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is amazing. So, a Russian bronze medalist curler, and I'm not even going to say his name because it's too long, and I'm not going to give publicity to some cheater. He was charged with doping. The Court of Arbitration, I'm reading from an AP story, for sports, the Court of Arbitration for Sport, that's an entity, has confirmed that Russian curling medalist, this guy, Alexander K., we'll call him, Alex K., has been charged with a doping offense at the Pyeongchang Olympics. The court said Monday that it has initiated a procedure involving Mr. K., who was a bronze in the mixed double along with his wife, Mrs. K. The court says no hearing date has been set. IOC spokesman Mark Adams said a failed doping test by a Russian athlete could keep the country's banned team because, you know, they're competing under those just great value uniforms, those just terrible uniforms they got, and they're not really like a country. They're just sort of a quasi-entity. It could keep the banned team from being reinstated and marching under the national flag at the closing ceremonies. All right, Mr. K., his A sample tested positive for meldonium. I don't know. Which was banned in 2016. I'm not even pronouncing that right, and I don't care. It's a banned substance. Adams said as a result of a second sample, he's going to get tested for a second one, and results could be announced within 24 hours. The Norwegian mixed doubles curling team finished fourth, so they're going to get the bronze if it's confirmed to be positive. Now, Mr. K. was not with the curling team at the arena on Monday, which is today. They're already ahead of the story because, you know, the time change. So, Russian Curling Federation Prez Dmitry Shishovev, saying it wrong, he told the AP that Mr. K's tested clean as recently as January 22nd, the day before he flew to a pre-Olympic training camp in Japan. Now, this raises the question.
A few of them.
Yeah. Curling. Why are you doping for curling?
That'll get us to the next level.
Well, first of all, the Russians are saying that an athlete's food or drink has been spiked with melatonin or whatever, and suggested that rival Russian athletes or Russian political enemies could be responsible.
Planted it.
Right.
Got it.
Now, right? This is what Maria Sharapova had and tested positive for in the 2016 Australian Open. Now, people are saying, come on, a curler using performance-enhancing drugs?
I'm saying the same thing.
The sport demands, this according to the people in curling, a high level of athleticism, debatable. At the Olympic level, curlers need to have strong core muscles, debatable, and upper body strength to manage the often rigorous sweeping that helps them guide the rock down the ice. Rigorous is a bit of a strong term here. Fitness is even more important in mixed doubles, which Mr. K was part of, the event in which he was competing, because there are just two curlers on each mixed doubles team instead of the four in traditional curling. There's little rest between throws, and both teammates are often heavily involved in sweeping. You know who else is heavily involved in sweeping? Like 95-year-old women who live in the hills of Italy. And they don't, you know, they're not svelte. This is ridiculous. It really is.
I don't even know where to begin. That's so silly.
His partner
created
a sensation.
Did he embarrass the sport then, huh? Is he shamed out?
Now, there's a Swiss curler named Silvana. Okay. And Silvana says, it's physically demanding out there. It's not like you don't need any muscles. We have to be fit, and we have to be working out. My sweepers are working out like five times a week. They go to the gym. So performance-enhancing drugs can help, but we shouldn't do that. I think it's stupid. So the curling people will tell you, you got to be put together to curl. I've watched curling. You can't be built like you can't be built like Refrigerator Perry, but I don't know if
but
you need,
need
to be built
benching
like a
350.
Right.
You don't need to be shredded. You can work out and stay in shape and stay fit.
Yes.
You don't have to performing enhancing drugs to get you to another level of
the
curling.
The surreptitious nature of this, though, and the fact that the Russians are blaming someone who spiked the athlete's food or drink, or a rival Russian athlete or Russia's political enemies could be responsible is the best part of this story. The best part of this story.
The U.S.?
Perhaps. This is great. I have a feeling we haven't seen the end of this.
I hope we haven't, to be honest with you. I want this to continue.
Probably
this
not.
Is awesome.
By the way, breaking news.
Steeler PR man?
Fonbell.
He's from Fonbell, PA?
Grew up there.
Oh, my gosh. So we do know someone from Fonbell, PA.
And he goes, where the hell did that come from? I don't know. How did it come up?
We had a caller from Fonbell who made a couple decent points and then just kind of went off the rails a little bit. What do you think of those Russian unis, though, that they're made to wear in the Olympics? They got at Gabe's. You like those?
I haven't seen them. Oh. I was saying the guy that got disqualified here, his partner in the doubles.
It's his wife.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Why?
Because that's right.
She's a looker.
Yeah. I mean, she's created a bit of a sensation there. And so people
where?
On the internet.
Oh, okay. I thought in other places. Yeah.
No, they got like pictures of her.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting texts here. Mr. K's wife is smoking hot in all caps. So this Russian.
That's why he's doing it.
Another text here. Russian curling guy's wife is hot as hell. We're getting all this.
There you have it.
I haven't been paying attention.
Maybe he needs to. He didn't take it to get better at curling.
Maybe he's taking that blue pill too. Yeah.
Perhaps.
From the old 2-9.
That's everything.
Zdenafil Bork.
You can call for high sticking.
I stick it in the crease. 2 minutes.
hopefully, no.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.